You know, I know this city like the back of my hand, so I'm really surprised that you knew about a place that I didn't, and it was good, too. Who would have thought that such a neat little place would operate out of Central Park? Oh yeah, we are definitely gonna have to go back there sometime. I want to try a lot more stuff from their menu. It's gonna be a pretty big task for me to try and match tonight on our next date, though. Yeah, you did good. Come here. Thanks for tonight. Really. I kind of needed it. And sorry for making you pick the place. I know it was supposed to be me, but well, things have been a little rough lately, and I just kind of got caught up in something, and it just slipped my mind. I know that sounds horrible, but... No, it's not okay! I mean, yes, it's okay about the restaurant mistake, as long as I don't make it a habit, but... Sorry, I know I'm not making much sense. Look, there's a couple of things I need to tell you. Can we sit down? No, I promise you, it's not that. I couldn't be happier with us right now. In fact, I'd be really surprised if you know what I was about to say. But, well, it's because we're getting on so well that I feel like I have to admit the truth to you. There's some stuff that I've been keeping from you. Stuff that you should know about. So just try to keep an open mind, all right? I just want to get all this out there. All right? All right. So, you know of Lady Scarlet, right? Yeah, of course you do. She owns, like, half the damn city after all. Her and all of her monster minions. The vampire leader of the biggest and best organized monster crime syndicate this city has ever seen, and she's my mother. Yeah. I'm a Dampier. A human vampire hybrid. I guess by the blank look on your face that you don't really grasp what that means. That's okay. Vampires don't exactly publicly announce all this stuff. Look, vampire society is very elitist. It's all about nobility and dignity and having power, and as anyone in this city would know, vampires aren't exactly empathetic towards humans, but even though they can basically live forever, they have to mate with human men to have children, same as other monsters. So they've got this noble ideology clashing with their biological needs, and to get around that, they've developed this culture where it's considered vulgar and taboo to have sex with a human. Only men that have been turned into incubi can be considered equal partners. And since the man is basically a male monster at that point, any child he fathers is going to be a trueborn vampire. Yeah, it means I'm not a trueborn vampire. My mother became pregnant with me by having sex with my father before he was turned, when he was still human. Thus, Dampier. I have a lot of the strengths of a vampire. Speed, strength, reflexes, magic, though not quite to their full level, but on the flip side, I don't have all of their weaknesses either. The sun doesn't hurt me. Being in the daylight just kinda sucks ass, and no, garlic is just a big myth, if our last meal proved anything. And it's a bit of a long story, but Basically, my mom got shunned from vampire society after her peers learned that she had coupled with a lowly human, which eventually led to her taking over this crime syndicate. Yeah, Mom and I don't exactly see eye to eye. She blamed me for her loss of prestige and kind of took her anger out on this whole city. Kind of rightfully, I suppose, but it's hardly my fault. I forgot to mention, a dampier is a vampire's worst nightmare. My very presence makes them weaker, it saps their strength. I learned that from my dad, and when my mom got all weak and sluggish during her pregnancy, she knew right away what she had made. And when I say I don't see eye to eye with my mom, that's meaning that I'm kind of a vigilante fighting against her. I beat the shit out of her minions, steal back the money that she extorts, and work with what's left of the police that isn't on her payroll. So, that thing about me being really into cosplay was a lie. That outfit you found is actually what I wear to hide my identity. Yeah, you're not wrong. Mom was a good person once. I know she was. She really loved my dad to do what she did, and she still does, I know it, and I think she still loves me, too. Probably. Hopefully. She's just twisted up in her own grief and anger, taking it out for all the wrong reasons on all the wrong people, and I'm not gonna stand for it anymore. I'm going to take her down. I'll dismantle her whole empire piece by piece if I have to, and beat some sense into her. People aren't going to have to kneel down and expose their necks to her whenever she walks by. They're not going to have to keep paying her protection money or having to volunteer to entertain her minions when they're feeling horny. I'm going to make this city right again. I just needed to tell you because I don't want to get you involved in this. That incident that made me forget to schedule our date tonight? I got into a brawl with one of her lieutenants, a minotaur. Really strong and a real nasty bitch of a minotaur. I eventually beat her, but not without having a couple bones broken. No, I'm fine now. I mean, could I have gone out to dinner with you otherwise? I just healed myself up with some magic to accelerate my already strong regeneration. Anyway, now to tell you the truth. If my mother learns that I have a boyfriend, I wouldn't put it past her to try and use you against me. She wouldn't kill you, but kidnapping you and roughing you up to get to me is a definite possibility. And neither of us want that. She's only going to get more desperate to cling to power the more of it I strip away from her. So, I don't want to say that you should break up with me and walk away, but continuing our relationship is a risk, one that I couldn't keep hiding from you. You want to stay together? Are you thinking this through? Listen, I'm not joking. This isn't a movie, all right? There is a very real risk that you might end up kidnapped, or hurt, or worse if we stay together. And I love you so freaking much that it boggles my mind, but if that's going to get you hurt, then shut up. I'm not crying. I'm happy. I'm really happy that you want to stay with me. It's just you know what? Maybe my mom was right about one thing. You humans are so stupid sometimes. But I think that makes me like you all that much more. Come here, you brave, stupid man. Stay here tonight. I want you. And I want you to prove your feelings for me. Fuck the bedroom. It's too far. Stand up. Let me get those pants off. God, yes. You're already getting hard for me. It's been so long since I've had this cock in my hand. Been too long. Come on. Strip me. Slip your fingers inside me as I jerk and stroke this gorgeous cock. Oh, God, does it feel good when you pinch my nipple like that? Oh, even better when you put it into your mouth. Licking. So gently. Not that I'm trying to brag, but does it kind of make sense why sex is always so great between us? Well, I am half monster, and a girl's got her needs. Like how I need to taste this cock. It's been too damn long. Just lean against the kitchen table. Let me get a chair and sit in front of you. There. Time for my after-dinner treat. Oh, God, you taste even better today. I love sucking your cock. Feeling you get even harder inside my mouth. Swirling my tongue around the tip of your cock as you tilt your head back and groan for me. There's nothing like that look in your eyes. How you look down on me when I've got your cock in my mouth. Oh, gosh, you make me so wet. Oh, my God, it's so big. And hard for me. Are you ready? Good. Because I can't wait any longer. Fuck it. Let's just use this couch. I need to fuck you right now. You like it when I'm a little pushy, huh? Get over here. Look at me. I want us to see each other's faces as I slide myself right down onto you. Oh, fuck you. Oh, this big cock filling me up. Oh, you don't understand how badly I needed this. I mean, that. Literally. You already know that monsters feed on sex. So in a way, every time we've had sex, you were already helping me. Empowering me to fight crime. God, that's so hot. Oh, we can work together from now on. Let's fight for justice side by side. I'll fuck each other's brains out at the end of the day. Deeper, deeper, yeah, dressed up like that. Oh, about this time. I feel my fangs coming out. I think my body's telling me it wants your blood. I really can't hold on much longer. Tell me, I can't bite you. No, I won't turn you. I won't turn you. There's no time to explain it all. I'm going to come. Will you trust me? Please, can I bite you? Please. All you have to do is twist your neck towards me and hold still. Yes, thank you, I love you, now come with me, please, come with me, oh yeah, cover me, yeah, no, yeah, Oh, shit. Are you okay? Good. I think I lost control for a second there when I tasted your blood. Good? Are you joking? That was transcendental. I felt like I was leaving my body. It was incredible. You were just so tasty, and I lost track for a moment, and I was worried that I was going to take too much from you, but thank goodness. I've never bitten anyone before. That was amazing. It was kind of scary, too. We might want to shelve that for a little while. What? My eyes are red? Oh, that's cool, but I didn't know that would happen. I hope that goes away soon. It's kind of an obvious identifier. Oh, don't worry, you're not going to turn into an incubus. Not from one bite, anyway. Every time a vampire feeds on a human, she takes his energy to nourish herself, but the truth is that the energy flows both ways. A trickle of demonic energy enters his body and starts to build up. It takes a lot of feeding sessions to transform a person. It took my mom 3 years to turn my dad, and I'm only a half monster, so I think you're pretty safe. By the way, I can feel you getting hard again inside of me. Are you ready for round two? That's what I like to hear. Good boy. Come on, let's head to the bedroom. I've got a ton of crime fighting coming up, so I'm gonna need a lot more energy from you.